morning.
We're talking a number of topics this morning, one of which, who would have thought, a rivalry between Samsung and Apple. Apple released their phone last week, and surprise, surprise, Samsung's come out with five of them.
Apple announced a $719 phone, the cheapest ever iPhone. Samsung says, hold my beer, and immediately announces five phones under $800. And it was remarkable because, you know, I think maybe 5 years ago, Samsung cheap phones like these, they were cheap. They felt like little toys. Whereas, honestly, these feel great. They look great. They're well designed. They look like pretty much any other Samsung phone. They have the triple lens camera system on the back. They have nice colors and designs. They have great big screens. $329 for a Samsung smartphone is a great price.
Wow.
Now, thing is, I think it's really simple to look at this and go, this is the perfect presentation of how all smartphones work. The more you pay, the better it is.
Yep.
The entry-level phone doesn't have a great camera. Screen's not as good as the more expensive ones, but it does everything you need it to do. So it's a matter of, will the screen bug you, or do you take a lot of photos? If so, you need to pay a bit more, and you work your way up the range. It's fascinating. They're very popular. There's a huge number of phones in this price point, and Samsung plays a very smart game by being a strong player in every price point.
I never would have thought the day that I see Apple and Samsung go head-to-head, let's be honest.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Samsung and Apple are rivals in so many parts of this industry, but the fact is there's not many people that switch from one to the other, but I guess those that do are the market for both brands.
I must say, I'm going to put my hand up here and say that I'm a Samsung user. I tried using an Apple iPhone. I just found it too hard.
And look, that's the case for many iPhone users who try a Samsung phone. So you've really got to put in the effort here, unfortunately. It's a 3 to 4 week, you know, I guess, frustration period when you're switching. Very much like, you know, learning to drive a manual for the first time or things like that. So it's not easy, but the rewards could be, you know, saving a lot of money over time.
Netflix is looking at cracking down on account sharing with a new low-cost add-on option. Does that mean I can't share my password with you?
That's right. You can now, and I can use it. And Netflix know I'm doing it. That's the critical thing here. They know that someone in a completely different house is continually accessing your account. And they could crack down on it, but I think they know that it would be a bit of an uproar. So what they're doing is they're trialing in a couple of little countries, Peru and Chile. They're trialing the idea of an extra member of a household.
Okay.
So you can have you and your kids have profiles, but then you can have, say, an extra member, which is maybe your mother or your mother-in-law, who you pay $4 a month for, but they get a full Netflix account. So it's a smart way of going, look, we know what's going on. You don't have to pay for a full account, but we need to make it tangible. We need to pay. We need to charge for our service. So interesting. I don't know when it'll come to Australia, but my guess is if it works, it'll be here within a year.
So that's the idea, pretty much, to just pay a small amount, because a lot of people are doing it tough budget-wise. So, you know, if my next-door neighbour, as you say, or the mother-in-law, yeah, right, as if I'm going to give her anything. but certainly that idea is to even to help out the cost of a subscription service like this.
That's right. I think $4, if that's the number it comes in at, isn't it too big a price to pay to allow someone else to legally have access to the huge library of content?
Now, speaking of streaming services, we need to occasionally get reminded that the direct debit's coming out or anything like that. I mean, I'm going to put it up and say I keep forgetting all the time. But apparently we can now get reminded, and it's a great way to track and get ready to make changes.
I love this app. It's an Aussie app, and it was built for things like your rego or your car insurance, your home insurance, bills that you kind of forget about, so you can see what they are, how much they are, and when they're coming up. But if you go into the streaming section and choose your Netflix, your Stan, your whatever services you've got, and you can have heaps of them, and you put them in this app, you tell it what day it comes out of your bank account. Because remember, these are silent transactions. Netflix doesn't ring every month and say, thanks for the money. They just take it. So this app allows you to, A, know how much you're spending every single year on each service and every single year on streaming overall, and get a reminder just before they are all billed, so that you can make a decision to maybe we'll cancel Netflix for a couple of months. And you can do that just before your subscription renews. So it's a very smart app, great for all your finances, but also great for managing your streaming costs.
And you can read more at EFTM.com. Trevor Long is the editor. Really do appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thank you very much. It's 1332 4BU. Thank you, sir.